This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, it's an all-player edition, including a pair of highly touted draft-eligible players in Tri-City. He's Colorado-born defenseman Brandon Carlo. And in Swift Current, the fast-rising NHL draft stock that is Jake DeBrusk. Both will join us in moments. Had a chat with Denny's WHL Player of the Week, who is Latvian import Rihards Bukarts of the Branded Wheat Kings. Well, Jake DeBrusk has been on a roll. The Swift Current Bronco forward continues to climb the NHL draft rankings, now into a potential first-round selection. Sean Mullen has more with Jake in Swift Current.
Jake, it's been quite a run for you. 20 goals in your last 24 games. The offense has been coming at quite a pace, really, since late November, and the whole season's been a strong one. How have you felt about the way this season has been developing for you?
You know, it's been really great. You know what, like you said, I've been putting the puck in a lot lately, and you know, I think I've just been over the season so far, just trying to be the most consistent player I can be, and you know, I go to the areas that you can score goals in, and that's what I found I've been doing. And you know, I've been getting some bounces here and there, and you know what, I think our team has just been good overall, and that's helped me a lot too. You know what, I'm getting lots of chances here in Swifty, so it's been really good, and I've been taking advantage.
Playoffs were your coming out party last year. You had 3 goals in the series against Medicine Hat, all both Bronco game winners, including a big overtime winner on home ice. What did that experience do in terms of building your confidence for this season?
Yeah, you know what, playoffs are an amazing time of the year, and you know, I was coming in riding high in the playoffs. You know, I was confident in myself and the team and the ability, and you know, I just you know, I got some goals there, and you know what, that just does nothing but help. I just got so much confidence from even playing those games, let alone scoring some goals. And the overtime one, I'll never forget, that's for sure. You know, it felt amazing putting that one in the net, the home crowd, you know, and it just the confidence was just sky high from there. And like you said, it led into this season. You know, I knew I could do it, not just in the regular season, but when it comes down to crunch time. And you know, I think that's a big thing to note. And you know, just confidence in myself, just been kind of keep going. And you know, I've had a little bit of some up and downs this year, but I've been just trying to stay consistent, and I have that confidence in myself that I can put the puck in the net.
People talk about your skill, but when you look at your goals, the great majority of them come around the net. Deflections, rebounds, just battling for pucks there. It's one thing to be a skill player, it's another thing to have success in the dirty areas. And how much focus have you put on that in order to be not just a guy who can make some flashy plays, but really take advantage of pucks around the goal?
Yeah, you know, I think it's one of my biggest parts of my game. I find when I'm having a good game, I'm always in and around the net. You know what, there's lots of players out here that could be a perimeter, I guess you could say. And, you know, I honestly, I would just rather go to the front of the net. You know, you might take a shot, but when you take a cross check and the puck bounces on your stick and you put it in the net, it feels, I think, as much better as shooting one from the rush or something, you know. And I just been focused on that the last couple, well, last 2 years especially. You know, I just go to the hard areas, pay the price. The worst thing that could happen is, say, I don't even tip the puck and it goes in, the goalie doesn't see it, right? So I just go to those areas, and just puck's been found on my stick, so it's been awesome.
NHL draft year, there's a lot of pressure with that. You're probably interviewed at every stop. You have the prospects game. You get interviewed there. Everybody has an eye on you. The scouts are watching. How do you deal with that pressure? And certainly have had success with it because your stock has been rising.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, it's been a dream of mine ever since laced them up to play in the NHL. So the fact that there's now NHL scouts looking at you and looking at you for the right reasons, you know, it's honestly amazing. And, you know, I just use that as motivation, you know. I know they're going to be in the stands every game, like you said, and I know that if I give it my all and show my what I got, you know, it could be good. And I'm just been building off that. And you know what, when the bad games come, you know, you got to stay even keel, I guess to say. But when the good games come, it's awesome. So I just take it as motivation, honestly, and just that just pushes me every single day. I know that if I keep getting better every single day, nothing but good things could happen.
Certainly the scouts are watching you during a playoff run, and the Broncos are making a push down the stretch here to try to get into the postseason. Just talk about where the team is going down the stretch now, trying to not only secure your spot, but maybe even move up.
Yeah, you know what, we're in a really good spot right now, I think, as a team. You know, we just got to be keep playing our game. You know, we've had some ups and downs, obviously, last couple games here, but, you know, we've been playing against pretty good teams as well. So we just got to keep a consistent game. You know, I think our team's the best is when all our four lines are going and everyone's going. And I think when that happens, we can beat anybody in this league. We've beaten Brandon, you know, and it's just in Brandon, too. So, you know, it's just it's an all-team effort. I think that our team, I think we'll have a good push here for sure.
Just lastly, I have to ask you, I've seen you drop the gloves a couple of times here back in Red Deer, and you tried to fight the other day against Lang. Certainly, you go to your dad for advice about hockey in general, but that's not been a huge part of your game. So for a guy who was known for his ability to drop the gloves, do you get some special pointers from Louis for that?
Yeah, you know what? Mostly defense, though. Mostly just defend myself. He hasn't really taught me too much, I guess, on the offensive fighting, because I'm not as strong as he was, I guess you could say, for fighting. But you know what? I'm not afraid to drop the mitts at all. And if I feel the team needs to get a boost going and the game's not going right and there's a chance to maybe get a spark, you know what? I'm not afraid at all to get in the mix. And yeah, you know, it's happened more than what I thought it would this year. But you know what? Sometimes frustration takes over too. So you know, yeah, he just taught me kind of how to defend myself and just not get knocked out, basically.
All right. Thanks, Jake.
Yeah, thank you.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
He is towering Tri-City Americans defenseman Brandon Carlo, another potential first-round NHL pick this summer. Naturally gifted with size and strength, he's ranked 16th amongst North American skaters by NHL Central Scouting. Carlo is just enjoying the ride.
I've had a lot of fun this year so far, a little bit better than last year, I'd say. We've had a couple rough patches, but we are up and down, and it's fun when we're up. So I like the way I've been helping out the team defensively. Jumping into a little bit more of an offensive role as well this year, so it's been good so far.
Brandon, what do you think is the strength of your game? What are you the best at? What's going to be your role, do you think, at the next level, or what do you think you could slide into?
I think definitely I'm more of a defensive defenseman that can move the puck up and is capable of that. Occasionally I force some passes, but that's all right. I feel like that's my strong suit, is playing a simple game and playing hard on guys one-on-one in the corners and things like that, so that's my game.
Had a chance to represent the U.S. At the World Juniors. Only you and Chase Delio from the WHL. That is quite the honor. But take me through the World Junior Tournament. I know from an American standpoint, it didn't go the way you wanted.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, we wish we could have moved past Russia in that round right there. But overall, great experience for me. I loved playing in Canada. It was a great venue, especially against Canada that game. I felt like I handled myself pretty well there. Showed what I could do playing a simple game and playing hard. So overall, good for me and great experience.
What was it like teaming up with Chase Delio? You'll face him, what, 12 times in the regular season. He's a dynamic guy as well. You guys were able to team up, but I'm sure right back in that rivalry mode once again.
Yeah, absolutely. I played him the night that we got back, so it was a lot of fun there, and it's good because then we have more friends around the league and things like that, but it's always fun to match yourself up against the best guys.
From Colorado Springs, what's it like there? What's hockey like there? We know that, you know, football and baseball and basketball are still going to be pretty big south of the border, but what's it like where you're from?
So mainly college hockey is a big thing down there, and then we obviously have the Colorado Avalanche, but other than that, youth hockey is growing tremendously. A lot of guys coming out of those leagues, coming to the WHL even, and USHL and things like that, so youth hockey is growing huge with guys like myself and Dominic Turgeon and things like that, so it's definitely progressing well.
Why the WHL for you? I know that it's the American recruits is something the WHL continues to work on and is getting more and more of, but why the WHL route from your standpoint?
I took my time with everything. I got drafted in the USHL, went to a couple camps, visited a couple colleges. Overall, I really liked Tri-City. They treated me very well there. Felt comfortable there, and then with the way I was progressing as a kid, I felt like the WHL would be a good route to the NHL, and that's my overall goal, so I'm happy with my decision.
Appreciate your time here on WHL This Week.
Thank you very much.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Branded Wheat Kings Rehearts Bukarts is the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. Bruce Lubke sat down with a Latvian-born forward.
4 games last week, 4 goals, 7 points in those 4 games, and most importantly, 4 wins on a 4-game road trip for this Wheat Kings Hockey Club. And for you, being able to contribute the way you did to some victories has to feel pretty rewarding.
Well, this was a pretty big trip for us, and I think all the guys did really well. We played great hockey. That was a big comeback in Cranbrook, and I think we did well. Beat Medhad, went ahead of them, a lot of points now, and it was really important for us and by myself. Yeah, just great plays by teammates, and just buried those goals.
You had a great start to the season, took a little dip kind of midway through the year, mainly because of a bit of an injury, but back to form, so to speak, it seems like maybe over the course of the last month. Do you feel like you're kind of back to where you were in the early part of the season when you were among the league leaders in scoring?
Well, I think I'm back in a great shape. I feel 100% confident in what I'm doing, and I don't feel my injuries anymore, and that's good, and I'm ready to play and get ready for playoffs. It's going to be a long season, so we'll see.
You had a great year as a rookie a year ago, but even better in your second season here with the Wheat Kings. What's been maybe the key for you in doing a little bit better in your second year and maybe taking your game to another level?
You know, I feel way more confident. It's my second year. I had a great summer of training and probably having more ice time this year. Coaches trust me more, and I'm a big part of our power play, and I'm probably a big part of our offense and goals. And so I feel really well. I feel really confident about what I'm doing, and I'm going to look forward to do the same things and win the WHL this year.
You're one of the few Latvians that are playing in the Western Hockey League, and certainly over the last couple of years there's been a few more from your country that have come over to play in the Canadian Hockey League as a whole. What is it about the CHL that maybe makes it attractive to players from your country to come here and try and refine their game a little bit?
Well, I think every kid, every player has a dream to play in NHL, and I think the guys... I came to Western League because that was a big chance for me to get drafted in the NHL, and I'm still trying to get my dream come true, get drafted in the NHL, and that's the part, because if you stay in Russia, I don't think scouts going to look at you, and if you play in the KHL or MHL, I don't think scouts are interesting to watch that, and that's the reason why a lot of guys come, and a lot of guys get signed and drafted by NHL teams.
Gergensen's certainly made a splash going to the NHL All-Star Game, the Buffalo Sabres center, and a big part of that was some online voting from his fellow countrymen in Latvia. But is he a little bit of an inspiration to you, the success that he's had already in the National Hockey League level?
For sure, every single guy. I think every single guy in this league and can watch how Zamgus works. He's probably the hardest working you ever seen in my life. Not a very skilled guy, but he works so hard, and that's why he's where he is. He has a great season in NHL. He made All-Star team and All-Star game, sorry, and he would not made All-Star game if he would not be a hardworking guy. Fans love him in Latvia. Fans love him in Buffalo, and great player, great guy, great person, and that's really, you can learn from him a lot.
And that's the show. I want to say special thanks to Sean Mullen and Swift Curran and Bruce Lubke and Brandon for their help. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.